英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎是我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
今天和大家一起又来分享一个美好的故事，名字叫做 The Boy at the Track。根据上下文你才能知道这个 track 轨道指的是什么呢，其实啊这个轨道指的就是赛马场旁边。
Yeah, the story we are going to read today, takes place, near a race track. It's like a field where a lot of horse races were held.
The boy at the track, 啊，看来就是讲一个生活在赛马场旁边的啊，或者是呢利用赛马场来谋生活的一个男孩的故事。话说呀，一位呢在多伦多东区的赛马场啊开出租拉活的司机呢，今天在这个故事当中回忆起了30年前一个在马场边靠客人打赏来谋生活的男孩给他留下的深刻的印象，这么一个故事。
Yeah, today's story is about a taxi driver in Toronto, that is a city in Canada. One day he passes the horse race track, and every day around the horse race track, some kids, they gather together to around cars who arrive. They open the door of the cars and say, "Good luck, mister." Now, why do they do that? They all do that to earn a quarter that's like a $0.25.
哎，我们脑海当中啊都可以脑补一下这样一个画面啊，你比如说在人来人往的这个赛马场，有很多的出租车呢不停的在这里啊拉客呀卸客呀怎么怎么样的。
Yeah, you can kind of imagine. I mean, if you go to Google or if you go to some other famous place to visit, there are always people around who sell stuff or like who want to help you with something, give you a service in return for some money.
一般来说呢，能够看赛马的多少都是比较有地位的啊，有钱的人，
yeah,
是不是？所以呢，这就让一些比较穷困的小孩发现了一些谋生的一些商机。那他们呢，就怎么样呢？就聚集在一起，当然这是不合法的啊，聚集在一起，等这个乘客，看这个衣冠楚楚的乘客啊，衣冠革履的乘客从这个出租车上下来以后，他们马上看准机会，就走上前去说：“祝您好运，先生。”然后这个时候呢就这么一句话啊，人家就觉得说你这个小孩不错，给你打个赏25美分丢给你、丢个硬币这样，所以他们就靠每天能够争取这样的机会来谋点生活。
Yeah, every day this goes on and on, and the driver all sees this happening, and like because he has a lot of rides every day around the racetrack, although like the kids are very very aggressive and very bold in like competing to get to the car as fast as possible, there is one boy who isn't like that.
就在这样的一些啊来用在街边谋生活的这一群小孩子中间呢，就被一位出租车司机发现了，他每天来这里拉客呀卸客呀，都一直在观察这些孩子，他发现他们呢因为为了谋生活嘛，所以都不得不非常的粗鲁啊、非常的粗暴，你推我推你，就为了占据那一个先机。
I mean,
都在争抢。
I can imagine, right, if you're that poor that you have to like struggle for like only 25 cents every single day, then of course you use your elbows and you want to be the first one in line.
对，因为你要打败你的同伴。
Yeah.
这样呢你才可能为自己赢得那难得的25美分，对吧？在这种情况下你还跟别人讲客气吗？当然不能讲客气了啊。
Definitely not.
好，就是在这样的一群孩子当中，就有一个特别有礼貌的，他不愿意去推别人的孩子，所以呢他总是被别人给推开。
Yeah.
因此丧失了很多能够赚钱的机会。
Of course, like, because he's so modest and he's very polite in his manners, other kids, they walk over him, they push him away, they push him aside, and he always misses his chance to earn something.
我们都说呀，推而广之吧，就是在这个生活处于一种最窘迫的境地的时候啊，你还要顾及你的面子吗？你还要顾及你的形象吗？你还要顾及你的素质吗？你还要顾及你的道德吗？一般来说是顾不上了。
Yeah.
但是这个小朋友好像也没有人教他。
He doesn't give up. He sticks to his principles. He stays polite and, like, reasonable in how he behaves to others.
他依然要坚持非常有礼貌的挣钱，所以他从来没有成功过。当然，他也从来没有放弃过。每一天，每一天，他都会和那群孩子一样出现在这个车道边。所以这个司机就一直观察他，观察了很久。终于有一天，他的机会可能来了。
Yeah, there one day, one like just an ordinary day that the driver went to the racetrack, he saw like that the kid was standing on a side of the other kids. He thought, okay, I'm going to help him. So he drove his car in the direction of the kid and made the kid stand close to the car. So he would be the first one to open the car. Well, he got his chance. He opened the car.And then what happened?
What happened? 就是说有一天呢，他的机会来了，是这个作者啊，这个司机呢，想要去主动的帮助他，所以就有意识的把这车呢，就停在了这个小孩站的这个地方。结果没想到，一波三折呀，也是出人意料了。所以今天这个故事，我们一起好好听来啊，一共三段，大家准备好了吗？登录到我们的在线直播区，和全国各地的小伙伴们和追追老师一起来听今天的故事。
Let's listen.
第一段。
Boy at the track.Many years ago, I drove a taxi for extra money. I primarily worked in the east end of Toronto, and this was back in the days when the Greenwood Racetrack was in operation. The track was a pretty lively place. Crowds of people were always streaming in and out. I did a lot of business down there, dropping off fares and picking them up. When I think of those days, I remember one particular summer about 30 years ago.Each time a taxi drove up to the front of the track, a group of local kids would run along the sidewalk, angling for a position by the passenger door. One lucky kid, or to be more accurate, the most aggressive kid, would open the passenger door and say, "Good luck at the track, mister." The man getting out of the cab would invariably mumble, "Thanks," and flip the kid a quarter. Fling!On his way from the taxi to the entrance of the track. It was a routine that everybody knew. Sometimes the cops would chase these kids away, but they always came back a couple of hours later or even the next day. Throughout the summer, one kid caught my eye. He was bigger than most of them, but he was pushed away by even the smallest of all the other kids.He never pushed back. In fact, he would even step aside when others pushed forward. He was actually courteous in the midst of all these aggressive kids. Each time my cab or any other cab drove up, it was another chance for those kids to be the one to open the door and say, "Good luck, mister." And maybe get a quarter. This kid never stopped trying.He would watch the cab approach, figure out where it would stop along the sidewalk, and then try his best to get to the door. He never made it. He always got pushed aside, but he never gave up. Then, one day, his chance arrived.
这是来自加拿大啊，同样来自加拿大的 Nick 老师给大家做了第一段美文的朗诵，非常不错。好，接下来我们看一下故事，看一下文段。
Many years ago,I drove a taxi for extra money.
多年以前，我曾经呢是开出租车，干嘛呢 ？For extra money, 来多赚一些零用。
I primarily worked in the east end of Toronto.
哎，这文章一开始还得给大家交代清楚时间地点发生了什么吧 ？Primarily 就是主要地做什么事情
？Yeah, he mostly worked in the east.End of Toronto.
这里有种说法叫什么 East End, West End. 这个 End 是什么意思呢
Well, the East End of a city is the eastern part of a city or an eastern district.、
Oh.
So End is another word for part.
原来 End 的意思是 part, 地区。
Yeah.
那么 East End 指的就是东区，整个城市的东区。West End指的就是整个城市的西区，好不好
？Yeah, the East End of Toronto is very, like, very old. It is, has the city's oldest neighborhoods and the beaches over there.
哦，就说这个多伦多城的东区呢是比较
，Yeah, it's a bit, yeah, old, backward.
哦，是一些比较稍微老一些的城区。
Yeah.
啊，老一些的城区，我呢当时主要啊是在这个东区拉活儿。好，我们也就知道这个出租车司机呢可能有自己比较喜好的地点和区域啊，觉得这个地方离家近啊，或者是比较好拉活儿啊。我当时 primarily work in the east end of Toronto， 来这个单词叫 Toronto， 多伦多。
This was back in the days when the Greenwood racetrack was in operation.
啊，那会儿呢是 back in the days， 怎么理解呢？
Well, back in the days is something that people say when they refer to a time in the past, especially to a time when they were young or when they were a kid.
这是回顾过去，回忆当年，就说当时叫做 back in the days.
Yeah, you can say back in the days I played with dolls.
想当年啊，我还在玩洋娃娃的时候。
Yeah.
想当年或当年叫 back in the days， 当年呢这个叫 Greenwood， 格林伍德的这个赛马场 racetrack 赛马场 was in operation， 还营业着。
Yeah， if something is in operation， something is used in a way that it's meant to be used， so if a racetrackwas in operation, that means that the racetrack was used to have races on.
好的，一定要记得这个表达是 be in operation， 就是还营业着。
Yeah, if something like a store or like a, yeah, like some shop or cinema has a sign on the door saying not in operation, that means thatThe store is closed or the cinema is closed.
对，在国外你经常可以看到一些小商店，小商店里呢写着这个 in operation 啊，或者是 operation 等等，都是指在营业当中。
The track was a pretty lively place.
这里的 track 专门就是指赛马场，因为它本意是什么什么道，那就是赛道呗。这里呢赛马，那肯定就是赛马道、赛马场了。Pretty lively place. 哎呀，是一个非常热闹的地方啊。Lively 就是那种人声鼎沸、人来人往的意思。
Yeah, a place with a lot of people, with a lot of activities around there. Crowds of people were always streaming in and out.
好，这里个短语特别好，叫 streaming in and out. Stream 是小水流的意思。你想 streaming in 像潮水一样，水一样涌进去又涌出来，是不是指那个人潮如梭呀？ Crowds of people were always streaming in and out.
Yeah, that means that there are constantly many people like constantly going in and out like it never ends.
人来人往，车来车往， streaming in and out， 非常生动形象，看来人气很旺。
I did a lot of business down there, dropping off fares and picking them up.
我在那个地方呢，有很多的什么，有很多的生意哈、啊，做了很多的生意啊。作为一个司机来说，不就是拉客和卸客吗？载客和卸客。我是什么呢？我 there， 我在那儿工作就是 dropping off。Dropping off 是放下。
Yeah, when you drop off someone or something at a certain place, that means you take someone or something to that place.
哎，就是卸的意思。那么跟后面那个 pick up 形成一个对比， pick up 就是接。
Yeah.
啊，接人和卸人，你看看。那么这个 fares 很有意思了。Fares 不是某种票价吗？这里指代什么呀？就指代他的客人了。
Yeah, a fare like is...In essence, a fare is like the price you pay to a taxi driver for like driving you to somewhere. But here he says fares instead of people because for him, people were money.
在他看来，这个乘客就是钱，所以呢，我就 dropping off 钱就好了。
Yeah.
就是说我来在这里卸客哈。聊天室当中的 Carrie 为我们补充了说 dropping off points 专门指的士的落客站啊，或者是 dropping off。什么 stops、
yeah.
等等之类的巴士站啊什么的啊，叫 dropping off 啊，就落客的意思。然后呢在这儿接他们，接和送叫 dropping off 以及 pick up。
When I think of those days, I remember one particular summer about 30 years ago.
当我回想起来那段日子的时候，我总是会想起啊30年前的一个夏天，一个特别的夏天。
Each time a taxi drove up to the front of the track, a group of local kids would run along the sidewalk angling for a position by the passenger door.
好，故事的主人公们都出现了。每一次，一个 taxi 出租车开到开至，用这个短语叫 drove up to， 开到了 the front of the track， 赛道赛马场的门前前方的时候。这时就会有一大群当地的孩子 A group of local kids 他们干嘛呢 Would run along the sidewalk 沿着这个 sidewalk 人行道直直的往前跑 Angling for a position Angling 本来是勾的意思在这里呢我们就理解为是什么呢
Well, this means that every time his car would approach the track A group of kids would gather together aside the sidewalk and like position themselves, put themselves in a, like in an area next to the car or right beside the car.
所以 angling 在这个地方理解为站一个位置。
Yeah, if you angle for something, you try to do something.
对。去挤占一个位置你想啊七八个小孩或者是十几个小孩都想要那一个位置岂不得大家都挤吗
Yeah, they all wanted a position by the passenger door Well, the passenger door is the door of the car where people can get in and out But those people are not the drivers usually They are the passengers The people who are being taken for a ride、嗯
所以呢是在 passenger door 这个乘客门的位置因为出租车会停在乘客门的位置啊，乘客们下了车直接进乘客门就进马场了所以孩子们呢就迫不及待的要去抢占出租车停下来的时候这个乘客门的黄金的位置
One lucky kid or to be more accurate the most aggressive kid would open the passenger door and say Good luck at the track mister
好我们来看某个幸运的孩子或者是说呢他换句话说 more accurate 更加准确的说呢是那种特别特别 aggressive 哎，我们知道这个单词的意思就是有进攻性的、
yeah.
啊，比较的积极进取的
Yeah, someone who is aggressive is very determined to win like doesn't matter how other people feel about it like he's like persistent and they behave in an angry and rude way usually
他们是一种非常的就是大家都知道那种有进攻性的就是志在必得的那种样子、
yeah.
就是有一个某个具有这种素质的孩子呢他就会站到这个位置然后 open the passenger door 打开乘客门然后非常乖巧的说一句 Good luck at the track mister 先生祝您在赛马场上好运
Yeah, mister is a word you all know probably That is a word you can use for talking to a man you really don't know Like you can say Mr. Smith or Mr. John That is like a polite way ofaddressing a man
他们自己呢就是为自己制造了一种服务、
yeah.
就是说呢为这些赛马的人带来一些好运呢大家可能会觉得非常的吉利
Yeah, you wouldn't call someone you know Mr. by the way You don't call your friend like Hey, Mr. Let's go like,、no.
先生嘛 Mr. 啊，就是一种先生的说法
Yeah
好然后这个时候呢他们会得到什么奖励呢
The man getting out of the cab would invariably mumbleThanks.
好从出租车上下来的人 And, 总会
Yeah, invariably. Like, if something happens invariably, it means it happens almost always or always.
Invariably 的意思就是不变的总是那样的 Mumble 就是嘴里小声的在那个咕弄着什么悄悄的说什么、
yeah.
含糊不清的说什么
Something, like if someone mumbles something you almost cannot hear that because that person is not really opening his mouth
特别小的声音你几乎听不见的那种叫做 mumble 然后就说一声 thanks 这个时候就 flip the kid a quarter 刚才大家听到 Nick 老师的那种声音了吗flip a coin 就是抛一下用手指弹一下弹一颗硬币
Yeah, if you flip something at someone you throw it with a like a pretty quick movement using your thumb and your finger
就是飞弹一下、
yeah.
就弹一颗硬币 a quarter 大概是25分钱左右 On his way from the taxi to the entrance of the track 就在他从出租车到赛马场入口的这段路上 用手指给那个孩子弹一枚25分的硬币，就是这个意思。
It was a routine that everybody knew.
好，这就是一个规矩，一个万年不变的一个规矩，叫 routine， 每个人都知道这个规矩。Sometimes the cops would chase these kids away,
but they always came back a couple of hours later or the next day.
对了，有的时候呢 cops 来了，大家会知道这个单词吗？就是说警察的一种俗语。
Yeah, a cop is another name for a police officer.
警察呢会把这些孩子们驱赶开，叫 chase somebody away。
Yeah, if you chase someone away, you force someone to go away because he or she is behaving in a way that is very unpleasant or annoying.
哎，就跟那个城管来了，
yeah.
要看那个摊儿似的哈，走走走走走走，都跟我走，都走，这种别跟这围着，都走走走走，就这种 chase these kids away. But they always came back. 但是呢，他们总会又回来，要不就是 a couple of hours 几个小时以后。要不就是 the next day， 第二天又回到了原地。
Throughout the summer, one kid caught my eye.
就整个夏天，我们知道 throughout 就是贯穿于什么，通过于什么。
Yeah, the whole period of the summer.
就这样整个的一个夏天，有一个男孩，一个孩子 caught my eye。是什么意思啊？
Well, if someone or something catches your eye, you suddenly see or notice it. So the driver, he suddenly saw that kid. He suddenly saw that one boy.
是突然间的就看见了，然后呢给某人留下了深刻的印象，吸引了某人的注意。这个男孩呢， he was bigger than most of them. 他比那一群孩子当中好像是个头算大的。
But he was pushed away by even the smallest of all the other kids.
Pushed away, 推开。即使是他们这群人当中最小的孩子呢，也能够轻易的把他推开。
He never pushed back.
而且他被推开的时候从来不还手。He never pushed back. 不说那种你推我一下我推你两下。
Yeah, like,
从来不还手。
He's not really behaving like all the other kids. In fact, he would even step aside when others pushed forward.
而且呢，你看看，事实上他还 step aside， 就是让一步啊，脚跨到旁边还让一步。
Yeah, you say that people step aside usually when they need to make way for someone or something that passes by. By them.
对，还得让一步，当别的孩子去推他的时候，他还在旁边走一步。He was actually
courteous.
Courteous 的意思就是非常有礼貌的，非常讲究礼貌的。
In the midst of all these aggressive kids.
好，这里有个单词叫 M-I-D-S-T, midst.
Yeah, like in the middle of, like surrounded by all these other kids.
In the midst of, 就是在一群当中，在什么什么当中，在这样一群非常 aggressive, 啊，有进攻性的孩子当中，非常的怎么样呢？如狼似虎的一群孩子当中呢，他显得非常的有礼貌，或者是太有礼貌了一点儿。
Each time my cab,or any other cab drove up, it was another chance for those kids to be the one to open the door and say, good luck, mister, and maybe get a quarter.
每一次我的出租车呢 or any other cab, cab 大家知道了哈，学过了，也是出租车的一个俗语的说法。看来美国加拿大 cab,好像都是同样的词语。
Yeah, it's the same word as taxi.
好，每次呢，当我的出租车或者是其他的出租车驶来的时候 ，drove up。刚才我们也学了 drove up to， 就是驶过来。It was another chance for those kids. 这就对于这些孩子们来说，又是另外一个机会，来 to be the one to open the door.让他们成为那个打开车门的人。
Yeah, so every car was a chance for them to earn some money.
And say,
good luck, mister.
对，每一次来车， 对他们来讲都是一次新的机会，让他们能够前去打开车门，然后说一句先生祝您好运，然后收获一枚硬币，对不对？ And maybe get a quarter。当然了，是 maybe get a quarter 而已。万一有的人愿意给更多呢？
Yeah, some people would give even more, but some people, of course, would not even give something. They would just look away.
有的人可能什么也不给，但是有的人可能就会给你一美元。
This kid never stopped trying.
这个孩子呢，从来没有停止过这样的尝试。只要来一辆车就跑上去，只要来一辆就跑上去。
He would watch the cab approach, figure out where it would stop along the sidewalk, and then try his best to get to the door.
哎，这个孩子呢，他会看，他会仔细的看。我们说 watch 的意思是注目的看，专注的看。他会看这个 cab 出租车呢，慢慢的驶过来 ，approach 靠近 ，figure out 心里就计算判断。
Yeah, like if you figure out something, it means you become able to understand something or like you solve a problem.
当然这样的活儿实际上对你的这个人的要求还挺高的。你不能傻啊，你不能傻等着，你得看，诶，这车大概会在什么地方停下，我好冲上去占位子。Figure out where it would stop along the sidewalk and then
try his best.To get to the door.
对，他会注视着出租车驶过来，判断他要停靠在人行道旁的位置，然后尽最大的努力 ，try his best， 去靠近车门 ，to get to the door.
He never made it. 哦，
可怜的是
，Yeah,
he never made it.
He never succeeded.
Made it 就是成功的意思，他从来没有成功过。
He always got pushed aside.
他总是被推到旁边去。大家可以想象一下，一个孩子站到一个地方，突然间一窝蜂孩子都冲上来把你推倒。力气最大的那个能站到位子，是不是
？Yeah, like I mean, imagine how you would feel like that. You are like trying every time, and every time you get pushed aside by others.
哎，大家小时候有没有挤过公交车
？Yeah, probably.
抢座位的时候，是不是
？Yeah.
或者是图书馆、教室里占座位的时候。
I mean, I hope that when you behaved like those kids, altogether, like so aggressive and rude, that your mom would say, hey, stop it, be polite, and like everything. But yeah, these kids, they had to make a living on this. No one like explains to them, hey, that's not friendly, like because they cannot buy anything of being friendly, right?
对。Always got pushed aside, but he never gave up. 从来不放弃，从来被推开，一直被推开，一直没放弃。
Then, one day, his chance arrived.
终于有一天，他的机会 arrived. 哦，原来机会这个词也可以用 arrived 来形容。
Yeah, like a chance can arrive. It's a very poetic way to say it.
接下来发生了什么呢？第二段。
As I was pulling up to the sidewalk, all the kids were scrambling for a cab that had arrived just ahead of mine. They didn't notice me pulling up. Only the boy saw me and walked towards my taxi. As I pulled up, I made sure to position the passenger door right beside him. He didn't miss a beat. He opened the passenger door with a flourish and said to the man getting out, "Good luck at the track, mister." But the man...who got out of my cab did not say thanks. He didn't even flip him a quarter. He said, "Get out of my way, kid." And he pushed him aside so hard that the boy fell on the sidewalk, and I knew it hurt him bad. I was out of the cab in less than 10 seconds, but I knew I would never find the man that pushed this boy down. He was gone in the crowd. So I looked for the kid.I decided to give him $20 for his efforts and gumption that he had shown. By the time I spotted him, he was far up ahead, walking away through the crowd, hands in his pocket and his head hanging down. I could not get to him. The other cabs behind me were honking their horns and drivers were screaming obscene words at me, telling me to move the cab. The traffic cop was...waving at me to get back in my taxi and get going.
哎，机会来了，但是却 发生了这种出人意料的事情，机会来的并没有想象中那么的理想。
As I was pulling up to the sidewalk, all the kids were scrambling for a cab that had arrived just ahead of mine.
As I was pulling up, 短语 pull up, P-U-L-L-U-P, 专门的一个短语指停车。
Yeah, if a riding vehicle, such as a taxi in this case, or a bus, it pulls up, then they stop riding.
停车，大家注意啊，开车的同学们都应该知道，停车的英文说法叫 pull up。 那在哪儿停车呢？你比如说我把车停在人行道旁怎么说？ pull up
to pull up to the sidewalk。
对， to the sidewalk 是紧靠着人行道停车，好不好？这个时候 all the kids
Were scrambling for a cab.
虽然你都不认识 scramble 是个什么意思，但是你可以猜呀。
Well, to scramble, but you can guess it probably too. It means to hurry or to try very hard to get something.
争抢，那种一窝蜂的争抢的那个景象。
Yeah, to really like, use your elbows and push others aside to try to achieve what you want.
Scrambling for a cab.都在争抢着一辆车，什么样的车呢？
That had arrived just ahead of mine.
哦，一辆出租车，这辆车呢是 had arrived, 它已经到达了，而且是 just ahead of mine, 就在我之前一会会儿到达的这辆车。哇，就看见眼前一堆孩子都在争抢着那辆车。
They didn't notice me pulling up.
他们完全没有注意到我的车要停下来。They didn't notice me pulling up. 再次出现了停车这个短语。
Only the boy saw me and walked towards my taxi.
你看，就在这个时候，要么说是他的机会呢。只有这个男孩看见我了，然后就朝着我的车这方向呢，慢慢的走过来 ,walk towards my taxi.
As I pulled up,I made sure to position the passenger door right beside him.
好，这句话里面我们来看一下动词在哪里啊。As I pulled up, 就在我停车的时候。I made sure, 我确定，我确保。Made sure to position the passenger door. 这个怎么理解？
Well, to make sure that the passenger door would arrive in a position...Next to the boy.
Position 差不多是定位的意思。
Yeah, if you, like position is a noun as we know it, like it means the place where something is at. But if you position something, then it becomes a verb. That means that you move something to a certain place.
对，就是把什么东西移到什么地方。
Yeah.
把什么东西放置到什么地方。我必须要确保啊，我放置这个 passenger door 呢就正好在这个男孩的旁边。
He didn't miss a beat.
其实这个意思就是说我故意把车停在了最靠近他的位置，就这么理解。好，这个短语特别好， miss a beat, 什么意思啊？ beat 我们都知道是节奏嘛。
Well, if you do something and you don't miss a beat while you're doing this, that means you do something without any mistakes or failure.
Beat 在这里可能就理解为是机会和机遇。
Yeah, you do something without hesitating and like you're not confused about what you are doing. You're just doing it and you're doing it exactly right.
所以 beat 可能等于 chance, 可能等于 opportunity. 哇，这一次他完全没有错过任何的机会。He opened the passenger door
with a flourish.
他是打开了这个 passenger door, 打开了乘客门。但是是以一种什么方式呢？
With a flourish.
这是什么意思？
Well, if you do something with a flourish, you do something with like success and very gracefully, very elegant.
哎呀，以一种 flourish 的姿态，稍微有点有些比较怎么说，又要优雅，也有点夸张。
啊这个、A little bit exaggerated.
对，有一点夸张，但是有优雅的方式。打开了门，然后呢就对这个乘客 said to the man getting out, 正对正要下车的人说
Good luck at the track, mister.
先生，祝您在赛马场好运。好，这个时候。
But the man who got out of my cab did not say thanks.
这个从我的出租车里下来的男士并没有说谢谢。Got out of my car or got out of my cab, 从什么车上下来叫 get out, out of.实际上它最好的意思应该是出来
yeah,
出来
to, Yeah, to come out of, but you can say to get out of.
好容易拍了一个机会，结果这人呢一句谢谢也没说。
He did not even say thanks. He did not flip him a quarter.
他也没有给他抛一枚硬币啊，啥也没有。
He said, get out of my way, kid.
同时还非常的粗鲁说了一句话，说 get out of my way。 这句话大家一定要记得啊， get out of my way 它的意思
yeah,
你可以理解为是从我的路上走开。
Yeah, it's like go away, you're in my way, like go away, move.
这是个非常粗鲁的话，它最精准的定义就是滚开。
And he pushed him aside so hard that the boyfell on the sidewalk.
这个男人非常的粗鲁啊，他不仅让这个小孩滚、
yeah.
同时呢还 pushed him aside, 把他非常用力的推到了一边 so hard, 他重重的推到了一边 that the boy fell on the sidewalk, 直接就 fell 是什么意思啊，摔倒吧。
And I knew it hurt him bad.
对，重重的就摔倒在了人行道上，因为这个男孩没有预料到这个人会、yeah.出手、
so、
推他一下
is so mean of that guy. I mean, he's probably super rich and like to like such a poor boy who doesn't do him any harm. He just pushes that boy on the ground.
其实这就是谋生啊，因为你谋生的时候，你并不知道你会遇到什么样的情况。遇到好的时候多给你点赏钱，遇到不好的时候就把你弄摔倒在地。
Yeah,
I knew it hurt him bad.这个司机看着都觉得这男孩摔得太疼了。
I was out of the cab in less than 10 seconds, but I knew I would never find the man that pushed this boy down.
这个在车里看到这一切的这个司机呢，突然间哈、啊、就他赶紧就下车、
yeah.
赶紧下车。I was out of the cab, 又来了 out of the cab, 又可以说 be out of the cab, 也可以说 got out of the cab.都是下车，不到十秒钟 ，in less than 10 seconds.
Yeah, he probably got angry too when he saw this happening. He was like, "What? What is that man doing? I'm gonna get out of my cab and help the boy."
对，就想下车帮忙呢。不到十秒钟的时间，这个男人就消失不见了。I knew I would never find the man that pushed this boy down. 我知道我也再也找不到那个把这个男孩推倒在地。你看 ，push somebody down， 推倒在地。
He was gone in the crowd.
他已经消失在了人群里。He was gone in the crowd. 大家看哦，这个短语很好啊。你平时写日记、写作文的时候，消失在人群中怎么说 ？Gone in the crowd.
Yeah, disappeared in the crowd. Like, I mean, there's so many people in a crowd, you cannot see one person anymore.
那如果是 gone with the wind 呢？
Ah, that means that the wind has taken someone.
随风而逝嘛，这就是世界名著飘的英文的说法。Gone with the wind. 这里是 gone in the crowd. 消失在人海里哈，这些歌曲里都经常唱到的一些唱词。
So, I looked for the kid.
接下来我就去开始找那个孩子了，对不对？因为就要知道他受伤没受伤啊。I look for the kid.
I decided to give him $20 for his efforts and gumption that he had shown.
我决定了，这个时候我想到了，我一定要给他$20。
Yeah.
For his effort, 以鼓励他所做出的 effort 和努力，以及这里有个新单词
gumption. Well, someone's gumption is someone's ability to be sensible, calm, and brave enough to do the right thing. That is like someone's bravery and someone's sensibility together. That is gumption.
他的那种勇气，他的那种进取的精神啊，叫做 gumption. That he had shown. 他表现出来的那种进取的精神，他努力的那种方式。 我决定要给他$20，就是光是鼓励他这个。
By the time I spotted him, he was far up ahead.
你看，直到 by the time, 直到 I spotted him, spot, 发现某人，定点某人。就当我在发现他的时候，他已经 far up ahead, 在前面很远很远的地方了。
Walking away through the crowd.
Walk away, 离开走开 through the crowd. 从人群当中呢怎么样？
Like he's going through the crowd with his hands in his pockets and his head hanging down.
Through 就是穿过通过 ,walk away through 就是穿过人群啊，他正穿过人群呢向远处走去了。这个时候孩子的心里应该是非常失望的。非常伤心。
The kid probably feels very desperate, very hopeless, like,Oh, every time I try, I get nothing, and now this happens. Someone, like, I finally have a chance, and I get pushed aside.
啊，他一定觉得这命运对他挺不公平的。
I could not get to him.
我，这个时候我没有办法 get to him, 就是追上他。
The other cabs behind mine were honking their horns.And drivers were screaming obscene words at me.
因为我把车停在路边上嘛。
Yeah.
所以呢我必须得落了客以后赶紧走。这个时候我已经停留了一会儿了，所以后面的车就不乐意了。其他的那些后面的车 ,the other cabs behind me were
honking
their horns, 鸣笛按喇叭叫 honking their horns.
Yeah, to make that loud noise you hear when there's a traffic jam, like when people want to pass, then it's like toot toot, like that.
然后 driver 们，其他那些司机们就开始在叫骂啊。
Yeah.
Screaming obscene words. Obscene 就是那些脏话。
Yeah, like if a word is obscene, it's very offensive. It's very like, very insulting or, and makes people upset to hear this.
路怒症哈，大家都知道，在路上什么话都可能说得出来。At me, 啊，就开始向我骂脏话了，已经叫骂着。
Telling me to move the cab.
对，因为我挡道了呀，所以大家就让我赶紧把车挪开。
The traffic cop was waving at me to get back in my taxi and get going.
连交警 traffic cop 都已经在向我挥手示意了。To get back in my taxi, 让我赶紧呢 get back, 回到我自己的车上 and get going, 把车开走。好。接下来那个小男孩还能再找到吗？
The kid was walking the opposite way. By the time I got the cab turned around, I lost sight of him. All I could do was pound my fist on the steering wheel. I never saw him again. Over time, I have thought about that kid. I thought I would like to find him one day and tell him that...If only he had stuck around a little longer, I would have been able to give him a whole $20 instead of the lousy quarter he was after, because I was so struck by his spirit. After 30 years, I realized that maybe I learned an important lesson from this kid, and maybe I'm supposed to pass it along. When things seemsSo hopeless that you are ready to give up, that is the time when things are most likely to turn around for you. One day, we will all be recognized for how we tried, not necessarily for what we did. So don't ever let up on or walk away from integrity. You will be rewarded.
好，最后的结果。
The kid was walking the opposite way.
那个孩子呢正好朝着相反的方向走去了。我车要往前开嘛，他往我后走了。
By the time I got the cab turned around, I lost sight of him.
我要到前面去掉头，所以直到到这个时间之前呢 by the time, 直到我 got the cab turned around, 我把车子掉头过来的时候，我已经 lost sight of him. 好，这里又是个新的表达 ,lost sight of somebody, 就是看不见某人了
yeah,
已经从我的视野中消失了。
If you lose sight of someone, then you cannot see this person anymore. Well, a moment ago, you could see that person.
已经没有了，已经消失了，找不着了。
All I could do,was pound my fist on the steering wheel.
这个时候呢我可能有点气愤自己当时。
Yeah, he was a little bit angry and frustrated, like, oh, I wanted to help him, Now I can't.
我现在能做的一切就是重重的把拳头砸在方向盘上。表达内心这种无奈的心情。Pound, 打撞砸。My fist, 拳头。On the steering wheel, 方向盘。Steering wheel, 一个词组形起下来。
I never saw him again.
从此以后再也没有见过他。
Over time, I have thought about that kid.
随着时间的过去，这些时间以来呢，我还经常会想起那个孩子的事情。
I thought I would like to find him one day and tell him that if only he had stuck around a little longer, I would have given him a whole $20 instead of the lousy quarter he was after.
我特别希望，我特别想，我可能有一天呢会找到他。I would like to find him. 我也愿意去找到他。然后呢告诉他，如果他再多坚持一会儿、
yeah.
He had stuck around. Stuck 就是停留坚持、
yeah.
Around a little longer, 稍微再多坚持一会儿。I would have given him a whole, 我可能会给他整整$20。A whole, 整整$20。
Yeah.He wanted to tell him, like, oh, if he would have stayed a little longer, he would have gotten a whole $20. He would have gotten, like, 20 whole dollars.
Instead of, 而不是 the lousy, 那可怜兮兮的啊 quarter, he was after, be after, 就是追逐和追寻，而不是他追逐的那可怜的$25。
Because I was so struck by his spirit.
Struck by.被什么什么感动，被什么什么打动。Struck 就是打的意思嘛。
Yeah, like if something strikes you, you suddenly start thinking about it, and it makes such a deep impact on you that you cannot stop thinking about it.、
我被他的精神打动了。大家想一想，这个小男孩身上有一种什么精神呢？大家想一想。
After 30 years, I realized...That maybe I learned an important lesson from this kid.
直到30年以后，我才意识到，我可能从这个孩子身上呢，学到了一些很重要的东西。
And maybe I am supposed to pass it along.
也许我应该，又出现了这个短语 be supposed to, 应该做某事。我应该 pass it along. Pass along 的意思就是传递。
Yeah, if you pass something along, someone else has given it to you with the intention that you give it to someone else.
大家在直播间当中告诉我们，你们觉得这个小男孩身上有一种什么样的 spirit 会让这个作者感动呢？来看他最后的一段总结。
When things seem so hopeless that you are ready to give up, that...is the time when things are most likely to turn around for you.
当事情看起来如此绝望，以至于 so hopeless that, so that 结构， you're ready to give up, 以至于要放弃的时候，
that is the time when things are most likely to turn around for you.
也正是那样的时候，也正是事情最有可能像你 more likelyTo turn around, 为你转身的时候，为你向有利的方向转变的时候。
One day, we will all be recognized for how we tried.
总有一天，终究有一天，我们都会被 recognize, 我们才学过这个词，被承认，被嘉奖，被嘉许 for how we tried, 因为我们如何尝试而受到认可，受到奖励。
Not necessarily for what we did.
Not necessarily 是并不一定会怎么样，并不一定呢，是因为我们达到了什么，我们达成了什么，我们的结果是什么，获得嘉奖，而是因为我们怎样去尝试的这个方面而受到 recognize.
So don't ever let up on.
哇，这个短语是什么意思？ Let up on.
Well, if you let up on something, you put less effort into something than you should do. Like, you try something, and then, you fail, and then you don't even try it fully enough. Then you try it only a little bit, but then you fail again, so you stop trying. That is to let up on something.
放弃。
Yeah.
永远不要 let up on, 放弃。或者是 walk away from
integrity.
好，这是核心词语，今天文中的核心词语 integrity。我们说过很多次，这个单词的意思是诚实、正直、有素质、有品德。
Then you will be rewarded.
所以到底什么是作者所看到的 integrity 呢？
Yeah, like integrity is a bit of a like abstract word, right? Like it can mean a lot of things, but in general, it means like if you have integrity, it means that you're always behaving according to good moral principles, like and like in a way that people trust you and respect you.
Integrity 是一个比较抽象的单词，但是呢，它总体来讲是形容一个人他那种正直诚实的风貌。所以你永远不要放弃，同时呢，也不要偏离这种正直诚实的道路。如此以往 ，then you will be rewarded， 终将会得到回报。
Yeah, just like the kid at the track. Like, that kid thought like, oh, like nothing is going to help me. And right at that moment, the driver wanted to help him. Like, it's all, like, it's always with that, with those things, right? In life too. Like, there's always something you think, oh, this is hopeless. I'm never going to make it. And then suddenly something can happen that makes you succeed. Only if you keep on trying.
其他的孩子们争先恐后的。可能也就能一次挣到25美分，但是正是因为这个孩子他身上所表现出来的 integrity， 我们可以理解为是一种在逆境当中的风骨，一种风骨，一种素质。所以这个作者呢想奖励他20美元，这就告诉了我们的道理，就是人生中有很多的困境的情况下，你在困境当中表现得气急败坏，你也只能挣到25美分。
Yeah.
但是如果你能表现得谦让有礼貌，很可能你会得到一笔更大的钱。
Yeah, if you behave as a person who has integrity, then you will be rewarded for your actions, no matter how hopeless something looks like. That is the moral of this story. It's like...It is a very beautiful thought, but I mean, we are not all boys at the racetrack, right? So how do you behave, like, according to your integrity? Like, how do you recognize a person who has integrity? It sounds hard, but it's actually pretty easy, right? Like, you can show integrity in many ways, just like keeping your promises, even if it's difficult for you to keep them.Or going back to a store and pay for something you forgot to pay for. Oh, that happens to me a lot. Or like never betraying a friend's trust, even if you get in trouble by doing that.
这个当然这个故事呢也因人而异啊，很多人也有自己的看法。就是他就是提醒了我们，就是在这种情况下啊，你怎么样去放弃自己的底线。或者是说你怎么样去变得不像你自己，去争取一样东西其实是不值得的。你要有自己的风骨，要有自己的气度啊，要有自己做人之本，你的那个 integrity 要在那个地方。 integrity 是你人的素质当中最核心的东西， integrity 要有那种东西在。所以这对我们的生活来讲是一个很好的启迪跟启示。我们想想自己有没有在很多情况下是不管不顾，不顾一切，不计一切后果的要得到一样东西。
Yeah, it's really a core value that everyone should pursue, I think. It's like actually fun to think about in what ways you can show that you have integrity or like improve yourself like in a way to show that you have more integrity.
作者就想强调的是，就是你努力，有常常你这努力啊不一定能够如你所愿得到什么很好的结果，但是你肯定会为你怎么努力的方式而得到奖赏，而得到回报。
Yeah, what matters is the way in which you try to achieve things. If that way is good, then you will always be rewarded. Like, the more you show that you have integrity, that you are honest, that you are polite,the more people will respect you and trust you, which will also help you in the future. I mean, you are more willing to help someone you respect and who you trust than someone you don't like, right?
对，所以这个人啊，你说人在很好得到自己所要东西的时候，通常表现不出来他的本性所在。 但是他一旦得不到自己想要东西的时候，就群形尽现了，叫什么叫原形毕露了。但是这个小男孩即便在这种情况下，饭都吃不上的情况下，他依然不放弃，他依然有 integrity。 这就是这个作者想要表达的一个核心的意思。We all will be recognized for how we tried, not necessarily for what we did.
Yeah.
好，非常有意思的一篇文章，值得大家的深思。
In Dutch, we have a saying that reminds me of this story. Never tried is always failed.
好，感谢大家的收听，谢谢朱迪老师的精彩分享。我们下次再见。
See you next.